وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ لَا تَسْفِكُونَ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَلَا تُخْرِجُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ ثُمَّ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ هَؤُلَاءِ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتُخْرِجُونَ فَرِيقًا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ تَظَاهَرُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَإِنْ يَأْتُوكُمْ أُسَارَى تُفَادُوهُمْ وَهُوَ مُحَرَّمٌ عَلَيْكُمْ إِخْرَاجُهُمْ أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضٍ فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَى أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ.
Allah says, and remember when we took your covenant, that is saying, shed not the blood of your people, nor turn out your own people from their dwellings. Then this you ratified, and to this you bore witness. After this, it is you who kill one another, and drive out a party of you from their homes, assist their enemies against them, in sin and transgression. And if they come to you as captives, you ransom them, although their expulsion was forbidden to you. Then do you believe in a part of the book and reject the rest? Then what is the recompense of those who do so among you, except disgrace in the life of this world, and on the day of resurrection they shall be consigned to the most grievous torment. And Allah is not unaware of what you do. Those are they who have bought the life of this world at the price of the hereafter. The torment shall not be lightened, nor shall they be helped. Chapter 2, verses 84 to 86, Al-Quran. The next topic is the terms of the covenant and their breach of it. Allah criticized the Jews who lived in Al-Madinah during the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to suffer because of the armed conflicts between the tribes of Al-Madinah, Aus and Khazraj. Before Islam, the Aus and Khazraj worshipped idols, and many battles took place between them. There were three Jewish tribes in Al-Madinah at that time, Banu Qaynuqa and Banu An-Nadir, the allies of the Khazraj, and Banu Qurayza, who used to be the allies of the Aus. When war erupted between Aus and Khazraj, their Jewish allies would assist them. The Jew would kill his Arab enemy, and sometimes they also killed Jews who were the allies of the other Arab tribe. Although the Jews were prohibited from killing each other according to clear religious texts in their books, they would also drive each other from their homes and loot whatever furniture and money they could. When the war ended, the victorious Jews would release the prisoners from the defeated party, according to the rulings of the Torah. This is why Allah said, then do you believe in a part of the scripture and reject the rest? Allah said, and remember when we took your covenant, saying, shed not the blood of your people, nor turn out your own people from their dwellings, meaning, do not kill each other, nor expel one another from their homes, nor participate in fighting against them. Allah mentioned the word your own here, just as he said in another ayah, so turn in repentance to your Creator and kill yourselves, that will be better for you with your Creator. Chapter 2, verse 54, Al-Quran. Because the followers of one religion are just like one soul. Also, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, The example of the believers in their kindness, mercy and sympathy to each other is the example of one body. When one organ of it falls ill, the rest of the body rushes to its aid in fever and sleeplessness. Allah's statement, "Then this you ratified, and to this you bore witness," means you testified that you know of the covenant, and that you are witness to it. Allah said, "After this, it is you who kill one another and drive out a party of you from their homes." Muhammad bin Ishaq bin Yasir reported that Ibn Abbas commented on the ayah, "After this, it is you who kill one another and drive out a party of you from their homes," means Allah mentioned what they were doing, and that in the Torah, He had prohibited them from shedding each other's blood and required them to free their prisoners. Now they were divided into two camps in Al-Madinah, Banu Qaynuqa, who were the allies of the Khazraj, and An-Nadir and Khurayza, who were the allies of the Aus. When fighting erupted between Aus and Khazraj, Banu Qunayqa would fight along with the Khazraj, while Banu An-Nadir and Khurayza would fight along the Aus. Each Jewish camp would fight against their Jewish brethren from the other camp. They would shed each other's blood, although they had the Torah with them, and they knew their rights and dues. Meanwhile, the Aus and Khazraj were polytheists who worshipped idols. They did not know about paradise, the fire, resurrection, divine books, the lawful and the prohibited. When the war would end, the Jews would ransom their prisoners and implement the Torah. Consequently, Banu Qaynuqa would ransom their prisoners who were captured by the Aus, while Banu An-Nadir and Khurayza would ransom their prisoners who were captured by the Khazraj. They would also ask for blood money. During these wars, they would kill whomever Jews or Arabs they could, while helping the polytheists against their brethren. Therefore, Allah reminded them of this when He said, "Then do you believe in a part of the scripture and reject the rest?" This ayah means, do you ransom them according to the rulings of the Torah, yet kill them while the Torah forbade you from killing them and from expelling them from their homes? The Torah also commanded that you should not aid the polytheist and those who associate with Allah in the worship against your brethren. You do all this to acquire the life of this world. I was informed that the behavior of the Jews regarding the Aus and Khazraj was the reason behind revealing this ayat. These noble ayat criticized the Jews for implementing the Torah sometimes and defying it at other times. Although they believed in the Torah and knew what they were doing was wrong, this is why they should not be trusted to preserve or convey the Torah. Further, they should not be believed when it comes to the description of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his coming, his expulsion from his land, and his hijrah, and the rest of the information that the previous prophets informed them about him, all of which they hid. The Jews, may they suffer the curse of Allah, hid all of these facts among themselves, and this is why Allah said, "Then what is the recompense of those who do so among you, except disgrace in the life of this world?" Because they defied Allah's law and commandments. Allah's statement, "And on the day of resurrection, they shall be consigned to the most grievous torment." As a punishment for defying the book of Allah that they had, Allah's statement, "And Allah is not unaware of what you do. Those are they who have bought the life of this world at the price of the hereafter." Meaning, they prefer this life to the hereafter. Therefore, Allah's statement, "Their torment shall not be lightened," means not even for an hour. Allah then said, "Nor shall they be helped," meaning, "And they shall find no helper who will save them from the eternal torment they will suffer, nor shall they find any to grant them refuge from it."